You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Network, welcome. I'd like to apologize, everybody, for last week, the the debacle that happened, and you had a lot of dead air. Ken's last week fell asleep and some other things. So we got Sam now, so in the down there running the board. So hopefully, we'll have him around for a while and so forth and so on. So everybody say a welcome to Sam. I've been forgetting to plug Hooli, who puts the show up on his site, Hooli's blog, W-H-O-O-L-I-S blog.blogspot.com. You know, you just get so caught up into all this stuff and you forget to. How long has it been since I plugged the chat rooms? IncendiaryRadio.chatango.com, and then Mer Bailey runs IncendiaryQuencher.chatango.com. But how long has it been since I mentioned those? So 2 weeks worth of silliness since I've been here behind the mic, and it's a hard fight not to get really black-pilled about all this stuff. And you go on Before It's News in the Q crowd, and the Wano Savins and the X-22s and the Simon Parks and Charlie Ward and all these people, and the quantum financial system's up and running according to some folks, and the hammer's about to drop, and boy, it's getting dark though, isn't it? Right before, and the X-22 Dave talks about it, pushing everybody to the precipice before the next shoe drops, and people are talking about how many deep staters are being arrested and so forth and so on. Well, it's hard to see all this when you've got the vaccine rollout and the complications, and I don't even know where to begin with all this. Now, there is some interesting things, like our big deep state Roy Blunt senator not running for re-election. So there's a lot of people stepping out of the game right now, old heads in the political realm. They want to go hide and go to their bunkers or whatever the hell they're going, but some of them don't want to stay in the game. So it's a very interesting scenario. Some people are saying that Rick Grinnell, the gay guy, heavyweight up in the Trump administration, he's secretly the POTUS right now of the military occupation. That one's floating around. It's fascinating to watch all these people speculate and throw out misinformation and disinformation. And look, I want white hats, if that's what you want to call them, to grab a hold of the system and, you know, get rid of all these goofballs. But, you know, a lot of the very people you're hoping that are going to save your ass are the ones running DARPA, Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. The people are running, you know, the Pentagon, you know, and I brought this up about 9/11. It's still not hardly any of those guys. Not enough of them to reach critical mass, by the way. You know, they're even blowing the whistle on that. So I it's just, you got this character, Robert Aaron Long, now, that the mainstream media is throwing out here as the perpetrator of this shooting up of massage parlors, which are really little fronts for prostitution. We all know that in every major city and even smaller towns, they have massage parlors, predominantly Asian women slash, I don't want to say slaves, but serfs, whatever you want to call these ladies that work in these things. And, you know, being a young man that joined the military, I got to see firsthand the flesh trade and on this planet, and entire countries. You know, it's a real seedy world, and then all the creeps get to operate behind the scenes in this seedy world. And it goes on in the Dominican, and it goes on in Haiti. Of course, we've heard all about Haiti with the Clinton faction and all of these characters. Supposedly, you know, the adrenochrome coming from these young African folks is like some of the best in the world. You know, you watch these videos, you're like, what? I mean, but the harvesting of the adrenochrome from these kids, you know, the Podestas and all the weird spirit cooking crap with Abramovich and all that. I mean, we've got a crazy planet we're living on, and there's a lot of demons and demon possessed and oppressed individuals that have given themselves over to this dark kind of sexual, satanic, sacrificial SRA stuff. And, you know, all of us are calling out for justice, and hopefully we get to see some of it, but we might not. We, you know, I get into these conversations with folks about the timeline we're on, you know, and if you reject the biblical narrative, then, you know, that's your prerogative and go for it. But if you do embrace the biblical narrative, we're in that period where we're at a zenith, where the evil is, you know, gets its last hurrah, so to speak. When you talk about the scriptures, the devil knows his time is short. Okay, so he's throwing the kitchen sink at us, and where it talks about the beast will be able to make war with the saints and to overcome them. Okay, well, you're dealing with a couple things here. You're either dealing with this is the time frame that we're in, or number two, the powers that shouldn't be have amassed enough technical prowess in order to bamboozle us into thinking that this is the time frame we're in. Okay, so the weather modification, the ability to possibly awaken volcanoes, storm, you know, generation. We know the Air Force 2025 document, you know, weather's a force multiplier, controlling the weather by 2025, all that stuff. But then you also have the financial upheavals that are being caused right now, the food prices. We also have the ability through psychological warfare manipulation to really move masses of people. Look at Miami right now with the spring break and the kids gone wild. And it's, you know, every year more and more hip hop thug culture goes down to spring break. Okay. You remember the MTV stuff, even in the 90s, you know, you started to see more and more of the thugs, street thugs moving in, and this entire kind of Zio produced Jerry Heller, Rick Rubin, Lior Cohen rap industry where they pick out the worst elements of the whole thing, the most demonic, and they push them up to the front. And these are the people that get to become stars, these jaded and twisted kids that, you know, basically throwaways. And they make them stars. And then the next thing you know, they influence the sports people, and the sports people all start looking like these characters. And we see how this, you know, snowball effect has happened to the culture. And now kids of all spectrums and stripes are being ruined by this mentality. The fentanyl just death count is going off the charts. The suicides, the nihilistic behavior. My gosh, the highways right now are just, I mean, somebody about killed me Friday. Just out here on one of the main highways here in the area, and this person was driving like, cut me off within inches, doing about 70 miles an hour. I'm doing about, you know, 50, 70, whatever. But this person driving like they think they're Mario Andretti. And this is going on everywhere, at least in my jurisdiction, my locale here. And so I don't know how it looks where you guys live, but it's insane. And so it's almost like a spirit of anarchy, and it's just been let loose. Now that the weather's warming up, we've been in this lockdown mask BS for a year, and now people are really, really letting loose. And then we're seeing this down at spring break where they're just destroying restaurants and people just gunfire. I mean, I've been watching some of the footage. I'm just like, geez, our country is in big, big trouble. Okay. Well, let's see here. So this Robert Aaron Long, this kid in Atlanta that does the shooting, I looked at his initials, R-A-L, okay, R being the 18th letter of the alphabet, that simplifies down to a 9, A, of course, is a 1, and L is the 12th letter of the alphabet, that simplifies down into a 3. You got 913, that's a 13. Kind of interesting. I just kind of do that when they throw these three named characters: Dylan Storm Roof, Robert Aaron Long, John Wayne Gacy, whatever. I kind of just gematria the initials for the hell of it. Manly Hall, big super Freemason. Ritual of the Mask. You know, I know many of you have stumbled upon that video in the last number of months, and I rewatched some of it yesterday. And then he gets into the Jim Carrey movie, The Mask, and whoever did the video tied in the Kubrick Eyes Wide Shut. All them folks wearing the masks. Batman. You know, these superheroes. And then you've got the various satanic cults that put on the goat's head of Baphomet, okay, one of the priests, the heads of the coven, the head guy, he'll put on the headdress, the mask, and play like he's the devil and so forth. And then some people, they claim when they're doing their rituals that the actual some fallen angel will show up and present himself to the coven and so forth. Very, very interesting. And then you get into other things like the Klan, and then the Spanish Catholic kind of orders, that's where the Klan got their hoods from. And then you got Islam with the women wearing their head coverings, and then all this forced COVID masking, and they tie it all together. It's kind of interesting. The vaccines, BioNTech, that's the Pfizer vaccine, the BioNTech. And I started thinking about that name, BioNTech. And then I thought back to my younger days when I was a kid. One of my favorite shows was The $6 Million Man. The Bionic Woman. Remember that? So you had the $6 million man and you had the Bionic Woman. BioNTech. Bionic. See? And what was the two things about these people in those TV shows? They both had severe accidents, etc., etc., and they were given bionic limbs and so forth. And so they became super strength and all that good stuff. But BioNTech, kind of interesting name for this mRNA vaccine, isn't it? So it's basically kind of a transhuman with the neuro-linguistic programming there, bionic tech. Now let's talk about Moderna. Now everybody's talking about, mode RNA, okay? And if you and I haven't really seen anybody break it down like this. Okay. Think about this. Remember the band Depeche Mode? Okay, they were like an 80s kind of new wavy, very, very big, went into the 90s and became huge, but it was kind of an electronic based, we'll just say new wave band, but Depeche Mode means fast fashion, okay? So when you're looking in French, I believe, and so when you're looking at mode RNA, the mode means fashion RNA. And what's the, when you talk about the verb to fashion something, it means like you're creating it, you're sculpting it, okay? And so this is what mode RNA is. They're basically fashioning your new RNA and then placing it in your body. And then, we've last week I had all this research that was just breaking last Sunday about, Geert Van den Bosch and all that stuff, a heavyweight vaccine guy. That, and Rick Wiles and those guys did a ton of it, and Jones and Mike Adams busted this stuff out. And so I'm going to play a little bit of that. Sam, if you get clip 8 kind of queued up, and this is Mike Adams and Alex Jones talking, and Mike Adams kind of breaks it down to do a nice, simple type of, lingo for us laymen out here. So go ahead and roll clip 8 real quick.
All right. Thank you, Alex. This is by far the most important segment that I think I've ever done in joining your show. We're talking about the entire human race being at risk. And this warning comes from Dr. Bosch, who is, by the way, a pro-vaccine, pro Bill and Melinda Gates scientist. He's an independent vaccine consultant. He's worked with Gavi. He's worked with numerous vaccine companies. He's an expert in adjuvants and Ebola vaccines. And he says, listen carefully, he says that this vaccine, the COVID vaccine, works individually. And that's his basic premise. It works individually. But because it works, it nullifies the weak SARS-CoV-2, the COVID-19 strain that's been circulating, it nullifies that. But then in the aggregate across the population at large, It causes human bodies to build super strains, which are mutants and variants that are immune to the vaccine and could pose significantly higher risks of fatality and even a mass death across the globe. And at the same time, the vaccine that's being injected into people is, in essence, disabling their innate immunity. That is a broad-spectrum immune system that can naturally fight the variants and mutant strains that may pose the greatest risk moving forward. So, in essence, what I'm saying, Alex, is that the vaccine industry has figured out a way to cause human beings to be turned into mutant biological weapon factories. They will be building these weapons and then shedding those viruses across a population that has no defense against those strains because their immune systems have been weakened, essentially nullified by the vaccine itself, while the vaccine is accelerating this adaptive response of these viruses. Now, importantly, I just want to be clear. This is me paraphrasing my understanding of Dr. Bosch's research. He is not an anti-vaxxer. He would not say that it's wrong for an individual in a certain circumstance to get a vaccine. He is saying that it's the wrong weapon to use prophylactically across the population at large.
And let me stop you, though.
Yes.
Absolutely. It's not that vaccine science isn't real. It's that it's had side effects. It's had problems. This is now gene therapy, totally different. But let me back you up. I'm on the same line of research. This is what Wolfgang Wodarg of the EU Warning Commission said. It's what the former chief scientist at Pfizer said back in December. They said the same things that this scientist is saying. But here's the Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center said 3 years ago, 2018, scientists find cancer drivers hiding in RNA, not DNA. And they say that DNA almost never causes cancer, that it's viruses, and that's any RNA or mRNA that is causing it, but then plugs in and does it. And they go on to basically say that when you put mRNA into somebody, it can suppress the protein that blocks tumors. And that's why people then grow tumors when they take an mRNA vaccine. This was before COVID. And then if you expand on that, here is an article out of NPR. COVID-19 vaccines could add fuel to evolution of coronavirus mutations. This is from February 10th this year. Other top scientists admitting that. And so this is incredibly out in the open, a pre-planned operation by Bill Gates and the globalists. What do you think?
I believe it is deliberate. Absolutely. I believe that they knew, and I'm talking about Fauci and the NIH.
Go ahead, stop
and the
it
globalists.
There, Sam. So even 3 years ago, so Jones brings up an article from 3 years ago where they were warning about the mRNA deployment operating system as, let's just say, very dangerously bringing somebody to the point where if you introduce this into their body, then you're going to probably highly increase the probability that they're going to have, cancerous cell, because cancer is basically the runaway, multiplication of cells in a very negative way, and this is what a tumor really is. Sam, go ahead and cue up number 12. Now, this is an angle that some people in the UK are bringing up. And I'm not saying that I necessarily agree with this because I'm seeing other people that are saying, look, this is going to be dangerous for the vaccinated because they're going to be vaccinated for this simple, the more innocuous SARS-CoV-2, if it really even exists. But they're saying that the rather benign virus that it is right now with a very, very low kill rate, all these people are going to be vaccinated against that, but they're all going to be producing these super bugs. And then when they introduce them back onto each other, the RNA that's impregnated in them is going to attack this thing and attack their own bodies and shut their organs down. But here's another angle, and this one's kind of interesting as well. Go ahead and roll clip 12.
Okay, this is a short one, but it's a little strange since I like UK column, but they're going by what they consider are the facts. Okay, so this is the end game of this, the technocracy. This is their end game. the CV19 VC program is designed to create asymptomatic spreaders who become factories for ever increasingly virulent strains, with the aim of killing anyone who remains un-VC'd, okay?
Unvaccinated.
All right, so that's what they're putting out as the facts. But however, that still doesn't mean you should go and take it, yeah? Because we're going by the Bible here, and we have to someone find that passage for me, or maybe I'll do it later, because I can't quite remember. the snare which they have set for everyone, there's a passage in the Bible which says that they'll be caught in their own snare. It'll turn on them. So how they plan to kill us is actually going to go wrong for them. It's going to be these idiots who have taken it who are going to be the ones to perish. So I'm going to go by the Bible.
Now, this could go numerous ways. Richie from Boston's over there saying, look, this the vaccine right now, this genetic tampering injection, that's what I should call GTI. This thing is laying dormant in most people, and then when they crank up certain frequencies on the 5, 6G type setups, this is when they can, turn people into zombies or whatever, okay? Rabid, mutant, this sort of thing. So a lot of people are still trying to tie this genetic tampering injection in with some sort of a catalyst with the 5G and that sort of thing. I don't know. I'm just a layman here like many of you are, and I'm just trying to figure this out. Now, the one angle that the unvaccinated, this is, you get all the vaxtards to go take the shot, and then they're going to become highly contagious and dangerous for all of us that know better and then don't want to introduce this GTI, genetic tampering injection, into our body, this operating system that, Catherine Austin Fitz and all them talk about, and the CEO of Moderna brags about playing God and all this good stuff. So, there's a lot of angles how this could play out. It seems like this could be a slow kill where most, people with certain weaknesses and certain kind of predispositions, like Marvelous Marvin Hagler or somebody like that, or he's only 66. He takes the thing, and for some reason, according to his genetic profile, this thing attacked him in a very quick, fast-acting way and dead very quickly. Others, depending on their their genome, maybe it'll take longer. So a lot of people are looking at Dr. Tenpenny and Mikovits and others. They're looking at a more of a short term, not a window here of number of months to a couple of years, where allegedly they have the theory that a lot of people are going to face quick, in a pretty quick level here, some sort of health crisis, whether it be cancer or organ failure or, all the things that we hear them speaking on. So very fascinating. And, where this thing goes, I had this thought, and I know we're coming up on break, but, I tend to get in the minds of these evil bastards sometimes, and I think about, okay, what if a lot of it's placebo, and then they have it spaced out in so ever many doses that it's going to be highly deadly, and it's almost a Russian roulette system where they just send out these millions of doses, and they know so many of them are really bad, and these people could all become these super incubators that they talk about. Hard to say. So we will see you guys on the other side of the break. Glad to be back. Cindy Arena Radio.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Back to the Erie Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. So I want to move now into a real difficult area. And this just shows the slide, how far we've gone. And I'm talking about like these pastors and these used to be like hardcore churches, to where like I've been seeing tons of them. They're all saying how they repent for preaching that homosexuality is a sin and all that stuff from the Bible. It's like now they've all come under such pressure from the leaders of their denominations, or like going to lose money or whatever. You don't know what's going on behind the backgrounds, but I'm talking about all these like hardcore Southern preachers and all this stuff, and evangelical organizations all just capitulating to the new agenda. And so this is true news, and they're talking about one of these big evangelical groups. And go ahead and play clip one.
Where that happened, actually last month, a major evangelical adoption agency will now serve gay parents nationwide.
Right.
Who is this, Doc?
This is actually Bethany Christian Services. This is a Christian adoption agency that's been around for 70 plus years. It was founded as an extension of the Assemblies of God and then became an independent entity of several decades back. But very prominent Christian adoption agency that they've served tens of thousands of families all over the country through the many, many years. And I know families that have been blessed by working with Bethany Christian Services. But they have succumbed to the pressure that is on them in various states around the country to open up the process for adoption of children to gays and lesbians. This actually started about a year ago. With pressure from the state of Pennsylvania.
Yes. Oh, 2018.
Oh, 2018. So it's been a process that's been going on for a while. Right now they're in a court case that is likely to be decided probably sometime within the next month or so, that is probably going to be forcing them to be moving into the area of having to do this anyway. So what this is, Rick, is they are preempting the decision by making it a policy now for them to go ahead and accept gay and lesbian, bisexual, transgender, queer, LMNOP couples to adopt and foster children.
So, Doc, would you say Bethany Christian Service, are they the largest Christian adoption agency in America?
If they're not, I would say they probably are. I mean, like I said, they've been around for a very, very long time.
It originated with the Assemblies of God denomination.
Right. Now, they used to have homes throughout the state of Arkansas. I think they've relocated up to Michigan now.
One time the Spirit of the Lord rested upon that organization?
I would say yes. I think God prompted some very godly people to have compassion on the childless, upon the orphan, and provide a home for them. And that's a noble effort. That's a noble work. But now, this is where they're at.
So you said that they're trying to get ahead of a decision that's coming. What's the decision?
You can stop it there. So one of the largest Christian adoption agencies in the country, and it happens to be out of good old Pennsylvania, the Keystone State, Josh Shapiro, the Attorney General. You got the governor up there that's involved with the nursing home crap as well. I think he was whacking people in his nursing homes. But then you've got Rachel Levine, a.k.a. Richard Levine, or whatever the hell, that goofy Jew with the wig on, who's now number two at the Department of Health and Human Services, the one that Rand Paul went off on for talking about kids castrating kids and all that. I mean, Pennsylvania is a messed up state. Holy cow. The voter crap that went on in Philly. I mean... Kensington Avenue in North Philly, where it's the country's largest open air heroin market, where the people are just laying around. I mean, Kensington Avenue, just type it in your YouTube and watch some videos. I mean, we're in free fall collapse, and now you're going to let gays and lesbians adopt kids from a Christian adoption agency. And we know what happens to and I'm not saying every gay couple or every lesbian couple is going to abuse a kid, but you're starting off on the wrong foot. You're giving them the false sense of life, where you've got this same-sex thing going on, where this kid's going to grow up thinking that's normal. But then the coincidence or the incidence of abuse, look at what some of these lesbian ladies did to these little boys and all that stuff. And then, but look at all the rape, farming out of their little foster children and all this stuff that has happened all over the world with gay men, tossing these boys around to their buddies. And it's just, come on. We're really flicking our finger in the face of God here by doing things of this nature. So, I mean, it's just crazy. Alan Watt, the great Alan Watt, who used to rebroadcast his programs here on RBN years ago. When I first found RBN, Alan Watt, Cutting Through the Matrix, passed away sometime around the early March. So if you didn't hear about that, that was floating around, in alternative media circles. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, their little interview, and Piers Morgan gets canned over comments, and Sharon Osbourne gets, whatever show she's on, they had to have a hiatus for a minute because of her. The cancel culture is fascinating, and it's even eating into the goofy lefties. Now, I wanted to bring this point up. This is very important. And this is for the people that follow Q. And I followed Q, and I always basically predicated that I followed because it was such a massive cultural phenomenon. And I always remained kind of, let's just say I watched it, but I never jumped in, head first into the whole thing. Now, some of it's very fascinating, and I can see how people could get caught into it. But, I listen to Dave from X22 quite a bit just so I can keep up on how these guys are trying to triangulate the narrative now that so much of the stuff didn't happen on the timeline that many of them thought about it and thought it was going to happen. And they bring up some good points, some of these guys, with some of the drops and so forth. But the main premise that a lot of the people that really still, believe that, the Q narrative is still in play, and it's still playing out right in front of our eyes, is, so and they'll say this from time to time, that Q, they already knew that Trump wasn't going to get a second term because of this drop and that drop. You can kind of be like, okay, I can see where you're talking about. But with this narrative and how it was laid out with the script years in advance, where they knew with these deltas, what a delta is like, let's say today's March 21st. Well, they'll go back March 21st, 2020. March 21st, 2019, March 21st, 2018, and they'll look at those drops and see how it kind of corresponds with today. So that's what a delta is, for those of you who don't follow the Q stuff. And so they look into the drops like on yearly anniversaries, and they kind of tie this all together. And then when somebody drops a photo on Twitter that, you're like, why would they drop that photo? They look at what time that photo was dropped on, and then they'll go find, like, say a photo was dropped at 12:22. Well, they'll go to post 1222 and read it, and then they'll find some sort of kind of parallel or relationship between that drop and that photo. And, you know, this is kind of how the whole thing, you know, just a simpleton's kind of explanation how the whole thing works. But so anyway, if this thing was whole, like laid out this intricately, and I mean this mathematically precise, and I was thinking about this the other day when I was listening to, you know, one of Dave's programs, I'm like, well, if they laid it out that precisely and that intricately, what does that really say about the nature of our political reality? That has to mean that the Q team itself has put people through a whole lot of evil crap. If they're the ones kind of can see 3 years into the future what's going to happen, does that mean that you're a partaker? You're a player? I mean, doesn't that prove it's all theater? Doesn't it prove that, you know, just like FDR said, nothing in politics happens by accident. If it happens, you can bet it was planned that way. So what you're saying is you guys have let, you know, trust the plan, but you guys have let a lot of crappy shit go down during this plan. And so this is something that you got to kind of think about. And I'm thinking about Steve Bannon. I try to pay a little bit of attention to Bannon and all what he does with his War Room Pandemic podcast and all that. And, you know, we all know he was Naval Intelligence, okay? He was also Goldman Sachs. He was also in the Hollywood kind of production industry and so forth. I'm getting more and more convinced that Bannon is somewhere involved with the Q stuff. And just because of his relationship with some of the things going down, and I put this in my notes, with General Flynn and all this stuff. But, you know, Flynn and Bannon were there right at the beginning. And so I'm somehow I think Bannon has got a part in this whole Q thing. So Sidney Powell. Now, I covered when Brian Kemp's daughter, the governor of Georgia, his daughter's boyfriend happened to be a staffer for Senator Kelly Loeffler, the senator that just, you know, probably got, let's say, the election stolen from her by, I think it was Warnock was up against her. Yeah. But anyway, this kind of communist black preacher from the same organization that MLK come out of. But this kid gets killed, okay, in that fiery car crash. Remember that? Right when it happened, I covered it, and a lot of people were on it, like, holy crap. So this staffer of this senator is actually the boyfriend of the governor. And, well, it just so happens the Georgia Bureau of Investigation agent that was one of the head agents involved with the investigation just got his brains blown out, shot in the head. So Sidney Powell has been on that one. So very, very fascinating that this is coming back around now that the GBI investigator with the strange looking fireball type of incident with this guy's car, shades of the one guy that was investigating all that CIA stuff, got his car blown up out there in LA. I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but very similar. And so this GBI agent gets shot in the head, and he's the guy investigating this this kid being killed. Very, very crazy. I stumbled across these glitter bomb scammer people where, I mean, there's some seriously intricate scams going on out here where they tried to get me caught up in this thing where one of my landlines saying, oh, this is Amazon, and there was a $300 and something charge on your account and blah, 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 and they want you to call this number. Well, this is all part of these scams run out of India and probably places in Africa and so forth. But these people will call your number, get your number somehow, suck in all these poor old people. I mean, these people, whoever runs these kind of scams should be taken out and hung. These people that scam old people like this, they should just be shot in the head. But what they do is they call these people, they tell these people to call them up, and then they suck them into going on their computer and all this stuff, and they get their bank information, and then they tell these people to withdraw money, and they send it. And then they've got these middlemen that run Airbnbs and all this other stuff to where the person will mail actual cash inside of books and all this. And then they'll have a mule be waiting on the FedEx package. And they'll grab it. I mean, it's so intricate. But you can find this glitter bomb scammer people that they send these boxes, and it's got a, like a little bomb in it with a camera, and it'll shoot out fart spray on them. But the people open the box up, and it's a glitter bomb. It puts glitter all over them, and it shoots fart spray, and it records them. And so they're busting people all over the country and then, you know, running these scams. And it's really, really sick. And I just tell you, it's crazy. So we've got fireballs over the UK and Cuba. You've got this Iceland volcano erupting. Myanmar, the military group that took control of the government there, freezing George Soros' open society accounts. A lot of interesting things going on. Three Chicago cops getting shot inside of a week. We're seeing the veneer of society starting to really, really crack. And where this is going to go, none of us really know. Very, very crazy. I see we got a caller that punched his way in here. Mike in Kentucky. What's on your mind, Mike?
Hey, man. On this QAnon stuff, have you heard of this guy named Dark? He does a series called The Dark Stoa. Ryan something. He's been kicked off of a bunch of platforms, but I guess some other people are hosting his talks.
Ryan Stoa?
Well, I wasn't going to give a full information unless you, you know, maybe hadn't heard of him and are intrigued. Listen, the guy has the guy that introduced me to him thinks that he is Q, and he's very dark in the way that he wants to destroy humanity. Okay. But there's a lot of stuff. This guy's been following him for a couple of years, and he's convinced that if he's not Q, he is so hooked into Q that he's one of them.
Huh.
And I just wondered if you'd heard of him.
How do you spell it?
Well, you can just look it up, The Dark Stoa, S-T-O-A, and his name Ryan, and it'll come up. But
okay,
I didn't want to promote the guy. I didn't want to promote the guy, really, but he apparently has some very dark ambitions, and it sounds like he's into a lot of this, like kind of like Facebook, manipulates people.
Mm-hmm.
He claims to be able to do that sort of stuff. I mean, he's got some sounds like he's got some skills. He's very read. He references a lot of books. I've tried to follow. I've listened to a couple of his lectures, and it's beyond his reading list is beyond anything I've ever had time to read.
Okay,
but I didn't know if you heard of.
No, I haven't. I haven't. I'll take a look.
He's a very, very smart guy that introduced me to him. And he is very convinced that he's Q, but I can't. Yeah. I don't know enough about Q to evaluate him. Even.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I didn't follow him, but
there's a lot of people that, you know, Ron Code Monkey Z that he founded, 8chan, and then 8kun. A lot of people tie him into Q.
Right.
And then,
I've heard that.
But of course, you've got, with the way when you look at these drops and you look at military code speak, okay?
Yeah.
It's so full of that that I just think that it has to be somebody that is military.
Okay, well, whether
it's Mossad running it, you know what I'm saying? Like, you could have like Ezra Cohen Watnick, who I covered months ago. This character that was running around with General Flynn in their circles, a very young Jewish guy, high up in the defense intelligence circles and all that. And so I tie him into the Q stuff too.
Well, this guy's predicted, like, you know, the next economic hiccup, like the dot-bomb debacle that happened in the late 90s there, and they wired the world with fiber. And then you had, you know, the mortgage-backed security thing they've never really fixed. He's saying that the fix is in for robot warfare, because every robot that gets destroyed on the battlefield is going to be, you know, a guarantee of 30-some jobs. So they, you know, they're already working on the ethical rules of warfare, so that, you know, humans are not targeted. But I've heard this stuff for years, really. Me too.
I mean, even Alex Jones was talking about robot warfare and then the phasing out of the military for what, a decade and a half now. So
he offers some pretty good proof, though, to papers and things like that. I mean, that's one of the things that I listen to one of his lectures on that.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, if you know how to find white papers from various think tanks and organizations, RAND and all these other ones, I mean, you can be way ahead of the power curve. You see what I'm saying? The Atlantic Council, CSIS, RAND. Yeah. A lot, you know, if you stay up on these organizations, you're going to be way, way ahead. Look at Rockefeller with Lockstep and all that stuff. If you just study the Rockefeller Foundation or the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security, going back with all the Dark Winter and all that crap that they've been dropping for years, they all let the cat out of the bag with this stuff, you know.
Yeah, I just ran across some position paper. If I could get it to load here, I'd tell you which one it is. But I posted about it because I was like, wow, these guys are selling the elite on this stuff. But the Cato Institute, I stumbled across a paper from them and excerpted parts of it, but it's not loading up here, so I'm not going to bother. But anyway, I'll let you go, man. You got another hour, right?
Yeah.
I'll stay tuned. Yeah, okay. Good stuff.
Yeah, right, another one on the Cato side is the American Enterprise Institute. You got Heritage, and you got a lot of those that are on the libertarian or the right sphere, but tons of them in that deep state sphere that are dropping these papers all the time, and nobody can keep up on it all. And then they bury the real stuff that they're about to do with a lot of the fluff, you know, in other papers, and so you don't know which plan these people are going to go with. The same thing with predictive programming, when they just bombard you with tons of predictive programming in movies and TV shows, and it's embedded in there somewhere. The needle's in the haystack of the actual plan, but then there's so many scenarios they throw out via predictive programming, it's just hard to tell beforehand what the operations are. All right, see you guys on the other side. In my life, I must confess.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.